How's your week been? I've been slam dunking all week.
Been slam dunk.
Figuratively, not literally.
But if you, but literally, you could if you wanted to. Literally,
I probably could. This week, I probably could.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it has been the greatest, but it's fine. You know, yeah. That's a C plus for me this all week. Right.
That's not bad. You know? I mean, the weeks get worse.
They do. They definitely get worse. Yeah. What do you slam dunking?
My week's been a real slam dunk. Thanks for asking, Jeff. It's been real good.
No more specific than that.
I think I told you before we started recording. I like literally just finished eating McDonald's before we started recording right now. I got a 10-piece chicken McNugget. Mm-hmm. And I got 12 pieces, right?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
Wow.
Now, okay, hold on though. Ordinarily, right?
Yeah.
Ordinarily, that's not cause for celebration because usually you only get two of the little packets. I get sweet and sour. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Actually, what kind of chicken McNugget dip sauce guy are you?
I'm a no sauce kind of guy. I don't like most condiments.
You just choke them down dry.
Yeah.
Just
like most other foods.
That's disgusting. All right. You're already starting to throw my week off here, buddy.
You know, you got to suck down a little extra soda, you know, just to keep it going.
Well, then, so just tell me that sugar water is your dippable. That's your dippable sauce.
It's not dippable. I Ginelli it, you know, in my mouth, you know.
Yeah. Yep. That's exactly as bad. Yes. Okay. Anyway, I got to get back to slam dunking here, right?
Okay.
Usually, getting more nuggets than you thought you'd get is not a great thing because you only get a limited amount of sauce. They threw an extra sauce packet in.
Wow.
Plenty, just the right amount for the number of nugs I had.
Damn.
Yeah.
That is amazing.
And what was the other thing? Oh, I got extra change back.
What?
Really? Yeah. I forget what I was buying.
Uh-huh. They just gave you too much
change.
It was
only like $5, but.
Damn.
And I didn't notice until I got
$5
home.
Extra?
I didn't.
Fuck.
Yeah. I didn't notice until I got home. Or I would have returned it. But once I got home, I was like, no, I'm not driving back to a store for $5. This is mine now.
I got a haircut today.
I had other unrelated successes that I just want to note that I had.
Oh, I'm sorry. Keep going.
No. I just want to let you know before you do your thing about a haircut, which I'm sure was amazing. I just want to, you know, there's other stuff that I was slam dunking this week that we can gloss over. So you please continue.
Well, I don't know. I feel like if you've been slam dunking, maybe you should tell your stories more.
Jeff, what kind of sauce do you get with your haircuts? You just take them dry?
Yeah, I get it dry with as much social awkwardness as I can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's good.
Yeah. I finally decided to do barbershops because you don't need to make appointments.
I'm
terrible at making appointments.
Right?
It's so good.
I'm sorry, were you going to salons your whole life?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I'm worth it.
Jeff, no offense. I've seen your hair. It does not require salon attendance.
That's true. But I don't know. I just thought, like, oh, hair salons, they're more modern. I don't know. Like, I don't want, you know, some old shaky guy cutting my hair. Doesn't know what he's doing. But apparently they know what they're doing.
Know what they're doing, yeah. You've seen my hair, so clearly barbers know what they're doing.
Yeah. But so I've been going to this barbershop successfully for a little while now, but the last time I went before today, I got a really talkative, annoying old guy that did okay with my hair. But he said he doesn't normally work there. I was like, well, thank God he doesn't normally work there. I'll just go there next time again, because obviously he doesn't normally work there. But he was there again.
Yeah.
And the amount of stuff he made me tell him when he cut my hair the first time, and the amount he did not remember about anything about me when I went back, offended. Although I also didn't want to talk to him anyway, so it was fine. But haircut was okay.
Jeff, I hope I'm not overstepping my bounds, but as a man who has frequented barbershops his entire life, and a man who is slam dunking this week, I would like to give you some advice. Mm-hmm. So I get my haircut about once a year, right?
Sure.
I let it just grow long and luxurious. You've seen my hair. It's beautiful.
Yeah. It's fantastic.
And then I just, all off, right?
It doesn't match your beard, but it's fine.
Yeah, all right. Don't. That was last week. Maybe a week before. I don't remember. You can't stop me from slam dunking. I see you trying. You setting picks.
Right.
It's not going to work. what you need to do is when they ask you a question, just sit in stony silence and just don't answer. And they'll maybe pitch two or three more questions your way.
Yeah.
And you got a Stonewall Jackson, these dudes. And ladies.
I feel like you do that regardless of the profession.
No, I will, if a doctor asks me a question and I'm in the suitable area, like not on a bus or something.
I mean, I don't know. Like, if someone is just won't stop talking to me or doing something and they're trying for responses from me, I can't not respond because, like, my entire mind just starts vibrating heavily until I answer. You know?
How about this? All right.
Yeah.
We'll find a solution for you. I'm slam dunking. Don't worry about it. What if you just gave, like, an anxious kind of, like, and then you just didn't say anything after. So they get a response. Your brain calms itself by giving them a response, but it's not the one they wanted.
I don't like making those noises when my body and my hands are underneath a blanket. You know what I mean? Hey, and welcome to Heads Up with Jeff and Sean. I'm Jeff.
Finally, I'm Sean.
And Sean has been dunking all week.
Whoops. I have been slam dunking, okay? I have also been dunking. That is true. But I have been slam dunking all week.
Wow. I couldn't be happier for you.
You don't sound very happy, but I know that that's just how you talk. So what do we do on this podcast, Jeff? Because I could doing other things right now.
You know, we're gonna rate a candy that we've eaten.
Mm-hmm. How'd you like that candy? Wait. That comes at the end. Keep going.
For now, we're going to be talking about movie trailers.
Oh, shit. You know? I'm going to be talking about one movie trailer, because I didn't watch more than one, because you only told me to watch one.
I mean, in general, on this podcast in general.
Oh, ooh, okay. All right. I see what you're doing. Umbrella statements. I'm down with it now.
Yeah. But first, you know, we're talking animals.
I'm going to put on some gym shorts. I'm going to dunk on these animals.
Well, now it's time to get online through our internet service provider. It'll be cool. Here we go.
I hope the animal you picked was basketball person.
the animal basketball person.
Yeah.
No, Sean, what do you know about ducks?
Ducks?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like mine last week was pretty cool. Last week. I don't remember what it was. You know what I meant. Last episode. Oh, no, I had the cowardly groundhog with plugs, sex plugs.
They're prairie dogs,
Prairie dogs, yeah.
Yeah.
It has been longer than a week.
I feel like when you say that yours last week was pretty good, you're implying that this one's not very good.
I don't know anything about ducks. I'm just saying from my... Jeff, when I'm up there on the hoop hanging off the rim and the crowd's cheering and there's just camera flashes everywhere, I get disoriented. Yeah. I'm just human. I look superhuman when I'm slam dunking for a week solid. But I'm human just like you, buddy.
I can't believe it. It's impossible. How could you?
Ducks.
How could you?
You shouldn't give them bread.
I've heard that, yeah.
End of my knowledge about ducks, except that also they're birds, and they're kind of like... I think they were named after the duck boat tours in Boston because duck boats can fly and also land in water. And when people noticed that ducks could also do that, they called them ducks.
Did you know that their webbed feet don't have any nerves or blood vessels running, making them incapable of feeling cold?
No, but I'm actually glad to learn that. They don't get cold feet. I like that. That's good. That's a good thing to do, birds.
Yeah. That's one thing I have in common with ducks, is I never get cold feet.
Really?
I'm coming for you, Holly. All right, sorry. All right.
Whoa. All right. Is that how you're breaking the news on the podcast? Did I already make you tell everybody openly that you're engaged?
Yeah, they already know.
Okay. Well, yeah, no, I mean Brett and Holly know, but... Yeah. I just mean for the, you know, the bot network that also sometimes tunes in.
The Russian bots. Yeah. They know.
That was a pretty aggressive way to say it too there, buddy.
Yeah. I'm aggressive.
Yeah. Yeah, your two qualities. Yeah. Never get cold feet, always aggressive. Yeah. That perfectly describes you. Could you tell me more about ducks though? Because I've known you for years and I don't know dick about ducks.
The more daylight in an area, the more eggs a duck will produce.
I have a question. Yeah. And it's not about what you just said, but I just also want you to know that I heard you and I understood it.
Wow. I feel heard. I actually feel heard. That was wow, you are slam dunking.
Yeah,
this
thank
week.
You. Thank you. I see ducks in the water a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Or when I think of ducks, I think of them. Does that mean that... So, are there saltwater ducks? Like, do ducks...
Ducks can be found in fresh and salt water, yeah.
All right.
But I mean, the term duck can be very generalized, so it can, you know...
Okay.
It, like, technically, swans are in the duck family.
All right, well...
Loons, shit like that.
Yeah, so you didn't pick a very good narrow animal for the fuck about. And I feel like when I did mine, there were only, like, 5 subspecies, so... It's cool. It's cool. Well, here's the thing. Let's go mm-hmm. ahead and reserve the right to talk about swans later.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, good.
A lot of ducks don't actually quack. They make squeaks or grunts, groans, chirps, growls. They don't really quack.
Oh, is that a duck call? Is that a, yeah. Is that a duck groan? Is that?
Yeah. If you're just hunting for ducks, you're sitting there. Duck, they come flocking.
The ducks come flocking, yo. And if it's a sunny day when you do it, there's going to be eggs all over the place. See, I did hear you.
So many
and
eggs.
I pulled it back. I did hear you.
So many eggs.
Oh, gross.
There are more than 40 breeds of domestic duck. Just domestic ducks.
That's a lot. Why does sunlight affect their eggs?
I don't know. But yeah, I guess farmers will often use artificial lighting to give them like at least 17 hours of light a day.
Wow.
To produce more eggs. Yeah.
Oh, right. There's duck farming because I could get duck at a restaurant.
Yeah.
Wow. I never thought of that.
That they farmed. You thought all those ducks were hunted?
I mean, I never thought about it because I don't really eat duck.
Yeah, me neither.
As an American, I'm afraid of things I don't understand.
For sure.
Let's eat duck. Let's eat duck. That'll be a candy sometime. We'll eat duck.
Candied duck.
Yeah, I'm into it.
You know, their outer feathers, you know, because keep them dry because they're constantly like when they preen, they have a waxy coating they're spreading on their feathers. They've got some stuff on their bill. It's kind of like what do the whales have? What is that called? Big whales?
Baleen.
Yes, they have like baleen. Some of them. Depending on how they eat, because it filters out the water and traps like the grubs and stuff they dig up.
You're throwing a lot at me here.
Trying to go rapid fire.
Let me process here for a second. So the idea you're pitching here to me, the fact you're claiming, is that ducks have something like baleen in their beaks.
Yes.
So baleen is like used to strain out plankton, really microscopic little dudes.
Yeah.
So, okay, for A, if that's true, why aren't ducks huge like whales? After that, you told me that it catches little things that they dig up, and if they're digging stuff up, why are they underwater? That doesn't make sense to me.
They're digging around in the mud.
Fucking gross.
I'd never look for food in mud, but that's how it is.
They have, like, mud baleen to filter out mud. And that's so they're just real stupid.
Yeah, you know what? If I could find the website I saw that at earlier today... I'd show you, but...
No, that's okay.
Oh, you know what? If you look in that Wikipedia, it's pectin that they have along their beaks under feeding.
Yeah, I found it.
It's a little picture of it.
Dabbling ducks. I'll try a little. if there's food in that mud, yeah, I'll try a little. I'll go back to the fish in a minute, but...
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Look at the size of that pectin. It's not...
Is it hard or soft, though?
Let's look.
Ducks are horny.
Comb-like structure. You know they're one of the only birds that actually have penises.
Oh, I knew it.
You know, other birds, they all just have cloacas, and they do cloaca kisses to breed. Mm. Ducks do a little bit of the penetration. It's crazy.
Animals truly are disgusting. That's true.
The Argentinian lake duck... holds the title of largest penis for a vertebrate per its size.
Really?
Mm-hmm. It can be...
How'd you find that out?
The entire... Huh?
How'd you find that out?
Huh? I was researching ducks.
Right.
You know? It can be as long as its entire body.
So, yikes. I mean, I feel like a part of this segment is also us being like, wow, you can get a grant to learn things like that. So here's our sub-segment. Wow, you can get a grant to learn things like that.
Well, here's the thing. They had previously thought their penises were much smaller because they were only doing it when they were doing
it was cold out.
Autopsies on dead ducks.
The water's real cold, guys. Whoa, scientist. Yo, it's November, dog.
Yeah.
Yo, you come back in June, homeboy. You come back in June, you'll see something, motherfucker.
I was in the pool.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I know what your car is for. I know what your whole civilization's for. That's how I quack, motherfucker. Please go on. I'm sorry.
But they were doing autopsies, so they were like seeing those penises. But it wasn't until like a few years later where they saw an actual fully erect lake duck in the wild that they were like, holy shit, their penis is much longer.
Said a suddenly insecure scientist. Wow, so you can get paid for just cutting up ducks and checking out the dicks.
For sure.
And just like measuring it and being like, tiny duck dick, whatever. Punk ass little bird bitch.
You call that a dick?
I think, wouldn't it be mm-hmm. weirder though if they like injected every animal's dick with blood during an autopsy just to see how big it got? All right, so we watched another trailer this week.
We did.
For a movie that came out 6 years ago.
Yeah.
Is that correct, Jeff?
It came out 6 years ago. I believe so. Yeah, 2012. Wait, yeah, 2012.
I just wanted confirmation that you did have me watch a 6-year-old trailer.
I mean, they put a lot of time in making the movie, you know. Why can't the trailer be seen, you know, 6 years after it was done?
That's a good point, but,
you know,
I'm going to pick the next trailer, and I'm going to go way back. I'm just going to watch the RoboCop trailer. And then instead of helping you create what movie we think this is, I'm just going to tell you the plot to RoboCop. The 1980s version, thank you, not whatever pieces of shit they remade.
Did you see the remake?
No, though? I didn't see the remake. I'm too busy slam dunking, motherfucker.
I didn't see it either, but I wasn't slam dunking, you know. Sean, tell me another story this week about you slam dunking.
No, cut me off earlier. You don't get to slime back in after you cut me off. How dare you? How dare you?
Let me slime in there.
I'll tell you what. I'm slam dunking right now. I'm doing great. You're doing great. It's going to be great. So the trailer we watched was for a movie called This Means mm-hmm. War.
Mm-hmm. True.
And it looks like these guys are like totally bros. They're like CIA bros.
They're totally bros.
They got each other's backs. They do cool CIA stuff, jump out of buildings.
This description says they're the world's deadliest CIA operatives and are inseparable partners and best friends.
Until they fall for the same woman. So,
mm-hmm.
I guess then they just like blatantly abuse CIA resources.
Oh, for sure.
To try to be the guy that ends up with this woman.
Yeah.
Which in the first, like when they find out that she's been dating both of them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why wouldn't they both dump her? Like, she's been lying to both of them for we don't know how long.
Yeah, instead they make a pact not to tell her that they know each other.
So that they can compete for her love while using spy technology. I mean, I guess they have to do that for the movie to happen, but...
Yeah.
Like, I would watch a movie that was Chris Pine and Tom Hardy realize they're dating the same woman who's been lying to them, and then they just both dump her and then go do CIA stuff.
Yeah.
And the movie is just, look how strong their bro bond is. Like, I don't know, that's... You know,
I mean,
try something different, Hollywood. How well do you think This Means War did in the box office?
Oh, I mean, I would probably say it did great.
Really?
I don't know.
Yeah. It doesn't seem that way to me, but you're the movie guy. You're the movie buff.
But, you know, I mean, it really takes away Reese Witherspoon's agency when they just decide, instead of just telling her they know each other, they're going to compete for her love instead of, like, you know, letting her do her thing. She never said that they were exclusive. I would assume she's dating two guys at once, right?
Yeah, I mean, I guess. There is a point...
At least they're staying bro-y that way.
We see in the trailer where one, I think, mm-hmm. she's on a date with Tom Hardy, and Chris Pine shows up and she says, "This is my friend."
Yeah.
To like both of them, like just total denial. Like, so I don't, she doesn't come out squeaky clean in this.
No. Oh, for sure.
You think she probably, I bet the end of the movie, she actually also works for the CIA or like another agency like that.
She's MI6.
Yeah. No, they would do an over the top English accent if that were true. That's the quality of movie we're looking at here. Oh, blimey, Governor. So, I didn't mean to leave both your arms. I swear I didn't. Oh, I'm getting it. Oh, I'm getting The Shining. You better do something quicker. I'll talk like that for the rest of the podcast.
Total domestic gross was $54 million. Worldwide, it made $156 million.
Is that a lot?
Production budget was $65 million.
So they made their money back.
There should have been a sequel. Maybe there will be. Who knows?
Well, Chris Pine is busy being
Captain Kirk.
Captain Kirk. And Tom Hardy is busy being
Venom.
Venom. Thank you.
Or a guy who's complaining about having the symbiote and not actually
using it. It's tough
having
superpowers. Don't get me started on the Marvel Cinematic Universe and how difficult it is to have superpowers. How hard it is to be really strong and jump fast and be able to dodge bullets. And I just feel real angsty about it. It's tough.
Now, I know this is like a movie that's been embellished to be fun, but, you know, as CIA operatives, don't they have a boss?
This movie's supposed to be fun.
You know? I would assume it's supposed to be fun.
All right. I'm just saying, I years ago, I think on a date, saw Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Yeah,
Brad Pitt. Are you kidding me? Fucking terrible. And that's basically, this movie looks like that.
Breaking up Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston was the second worst thing that Mr. and Mrs. Smith did.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. This just looks like here's what would happen if those two people got together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or how they got together. Here's the story of how they got together.
Mm-hmm.
This is Mr. and Mrs. Smith origins, is what this movie looks like.
Now, do you think they're still bros at the end?
Oh, totally, dude. Come on.
What's the resolution look like? What's the best case scenario for all three characters? You know what I mean?
That's a good question. I don't know a lot about their characters. So it seems to me like Tom Hardy and Chris Pine are playing the same character.
Yeah.
CIA dude bro.
One has an accent, though, so it's kind of
different.
Does he? Yeah, Tom Hardy has I think that's his normal accent, isn't it? Or is he?
I watched this trailer really recently.
Yeah.
Hold on, I'm just going to skip to.
Yeah, hear him talk. Maybe it's just a mumble mouth like me, but it sounds like an accent to me. I'm just saying, do you think we trust a British CIA operative? I mean, is it?
Cor blimey, love. I don't know, I mean, I think maybe, I don't know, maybe he just got mush mouth. I don't know. That's the thing. I don't know anything about Tom Hardy. I don't.
Yeah.
I really only know Chris Pine because of Star Trek.
Yeah. I think Tom Hardy was born in the shadows, if I remember correctly. I don't think he even saw daylight till he was a man.
I almost thought you said The Shire, and I was going to get fucking pumped to finally talk about something I love. But no. So then this movie must end with him breaking Chris Pine's back. He holds the city hostage with a nuclear bomb until female lead accepts him as the boyfriend. I'm sorry. That was rude, and I forgot her name.
Reese Witherspoon.
I wasn't trying to be sexist, but the trailer lists Chris Pine and Tom Hardy's names and not hers. So I understand. I understand it's sexism by proxy. I apologize for it. It's not right, but maybe it's understandable. Boom, dunked it.
I mean,
that's gonna be my catchphrase now, Jeff. By the way, just
boom, dunked it.
Boom, dunked it. I'm gonna make a little dunked it motion.
Yeah, so it's always good to have
and
have confidence.
It's always good to have an Urkel-esque catchphrase.
Yeah. Did somebody say cheese?
Was that
his catchphrase?
Was that one of his catchphrases?
No, it was.
I don't know.
I think he said that, but I think "Did I Do That" is more popular.
Probably.
You're right. I'm sorry.
Well, we're not all about popular on this podcast, Jeff, as clearly
That's
evidenced
true.
By watching a 6-year-old trailer. Okay. We're about the essence. We're about the core essence. And I do feel that Urkel's core essence was something, something, cheese.
Did somebody say cheese?
Did somebody say cheese?
I think he says that. No fact checking. Do you think they work really hard? Because I would imagine that they maybe had 3 or 4 actual dates. Maybe they both talked to her online for like a month or something.
Oh yeah, this is like this is like an OK Cupid situation. Yeah.
And then you know they have it out in the restaurant and you know it's I don't know. I can't figure out how this would end.
So I think how it ends is their boss decides to kill them both and they have to work together to survive. Because there is a point in the movie where, okay, first of all, they openly fist fight in some place. They're throwing each other through windows and stuff.
Yeah, for sure.
Put some lens flare on it, and I'd probably watch this movie. I could just pretend he's Captain Kirk.
What a strange planet he's like.
And, yeah, he's pretending to be a CIA operative until he can get back to his own time. You can make it work. It's Star Trek. You can make it work. I think... There's a scene where one of them is following the other with like a drone, with like a little plane drone that's got a camera in it, and the other dude turns around and shoots it, and you see it blow up in the air, and that's like a cool couple million just gone from the CIA budget. Yeah. So I'm pretty sure their boss gets wind of it. Like he sits down like on the last Thursday of the month to do the budget, and he's like, "Son of a bitch, son of a bitch."
Now,
and their boss, oh no, their boss is her dad. Oh, shit, yes, yes. And if they don't do that, sequel. Let's pitch it.
Let's do it. Let's do it. This means war, too.
This also means
Daddy's
war.
Daddy's home.
That's the subtitle.
This, too, means war. Two war, two furious.
This means war with two R's.
Do you think the boss is more upset with them blowing up drones or that they are surveilling this woman? Like, not only while they're on dates with the other person, but there's a scene at the end of the trailer where they're both spying on her.
Yeah, yeah, right, okay. But what happens, right? Like, No, he finds out that they've been blowing up planes and shit, and he doesn't know why. He thinks they're going rogue. He sends dudes after him. Mm-hmm. Mm. Then he's hanging out with his daughter, and she's like, you know... I think I met the right guy. And then, boom, they come crashing and they have a wild gunfight. It's both of them against each other, the dad, too. Yeah. Maybe she learned gun skills from her dad. They're all doing gun kata all over the place. Gun kata. Like that movie, Gun Kata 2. This also means war. And then it's revealed that she was dating two guys at once, and her dad is not happy about that. He's old-fashioned. He's CIA. Yeah. Okay, he's mad at her. He sides with both of these dudes.
Uh-oh.
They go on CIA adventures. No love story anymore. Okay.
They're in the fight in the restaurant. Tom Hardy accidentally does break Chris Pine's spine.
Yeah.
Right? Dead.
Yeah, yeah, then, kills him instantly.
Yeah. 2 dates later, Reese Witherspoon says she's Presbyterian and Tom Hardy's Catholic, so it doesn't work out. They break up amicably. They move on with their life.
Tom Hardy visits Chris Pine's grave every day.
Yeah.
Where he meets another grieving widow. And guess what? This widow's also been dating the first lady's dad. And then maybe lightning hits Chris Pine's grave, and now he's in the mix again. He comes back to life. If you think we can't get this movie made, you're sorely mistaken.
I mean, I don't know why they wouldn't be putting it in production. This should be a movie universe. Just like Marvel, DC, the Universal Monsters that they're trying to do, this needs to be the universe.
Yeah, this means war cinematic universe. There was another movie like this with, what's that guy from that 70s show, I think?
Ashton Kutcher?
Yeah.
Topher Grace?
No, not Topher Grace.
It's Ashton Kutcher. I had it right the first time.
I think it's Ashton Kutcher. And then
was he in
Sorry.
No Strings Attached, or was he in...
I'm not going to remember the title. I'm going to have to painfully describe the movie to you until you guess it. You've been on this podcast before.
Got it.
So he's like a spy for someone? And then that lady...
Ashton Kutcher's a spy.
What?
I said Ashton Kutcher is a spy.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then he's dating some lady, and it turns out her dad is also a spy. And then they're... I don't know, he doesn't approve or something, and her dad thinks that Ashton Kutcher is some... Sorry, Ashton Kutcher. Kutcher, however you say it.
I don't know if that's how you say it.
And then they think he's, like, he did some dirty deals or something.
All right.
I don't know, I saw it a while ago, probably drunk. It wasn't very good, but it was the same dynamic of we're both secret spies and we can't tell... leading actress.
didn't he do the remake of Guess Who's Coming to Dinner? Where like
I don't know what
he's
that
dating.
Is.
He's dating an African American girl, and she brings him to dinner.
This is important.
At her parents'
Hold
house.
On, this is important for me to clarify with you. The movie I saw had zero black people in it. It was very white.
Jesus.
It was very white. Okay. I don't think that's a good thing. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to let you know that Ashton Kutcher is known for starring in all white movies, as far as I can tell.
My Boss's Daughter, Dude, Where's My Car, Just Married, sure.
Yeah, right?
Cheaper by the Dozen,
right?
The Butterfly Effect, yeah, for sure. I can't find a movie where he was a, what she calls it, spy. Sorry.
What? You can't find a movie where Ashton Kutcher was a spy?
No, I can't find that, no.
Are you sure? Right up Kushner's alley.
If you want to just call him.
I'm Ashton. Pronouncing it flawlessly. I don't want any notes. Thank you.
Another slam dunk.
Did you see Black Panther yet? It fucking rules.
It does rule, yeah. Wakanda forever.
I don't know about that. It's got some third act problems, but it was really good.
Yeah, what's really
It's just
good.
Got the Marvel problem where everybody's got to have their own battle at the end, and then it feels like every battle takes half an hour.
Yeah.
And it's just like, come on, call me a cab. All right, so sorry, I got us way off topic. I'm sorry. Ashton Kutcher is that one was deliberate. The rest weren't. this means war.
Yeah.
Chris Pine, Tom Hardy, leading actress, are in a love triangle.
Mm-hmm.
What do they call it? No, they're not in a love triangle because that would mean Chris Pine and Tom Hardy were in love.
Is that what a love triangle is?
Yeah.
Really?
I think. Well, because, okay.
Like, all three people have to be in love with each other?
Well, because then how would you get the third line if you don't have... This one is they're both in love with
like
one
a love
that's two points with a line connecting to one single point.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just two lines, and then there's no...
Yeah.
I mean, maybe a dotted line for bro love, CIA bro love.
Yeah, okay. So yeah, it's kind of like a triangle, I guess. Yeah. I don't know, like... They're putting a lot of energy for a girl that we can't be. If she's not saying she's dating two people, then it can't be that far along in the relationship, right?
People can be real pieces of shit, Jeff.
I guess. But also, these guys, I mean, if they're the deadliest CIA operatives, they've got to be busy, right? Like, they've got to be flying all over the place. You know,
it really doesn't
missions.
Seem like it from the trailer. It seems like once they make
it's a
this
lot of downtime.
Bet, yeah, they just decide this is their job now. Hold on a second. What is this I'm seeing? Link to the entire movie on YouTube.
All right, so we're gonna pause and we're gonna watch the whole thing.
And it's only 2 hours long. It looks like you know what they did the double screen thing.
I know you're in a thing right now, but some people are pretty harsh on Reese Witherspoon in these comments here.
Really?
Yeah. They both are too good for her. I would have cast
Reese
Margot
Witherspoon.
Robbie.
That lady is fucking awesome. Are you kidding me? Wasn't she in what was that movie she was in? You know the one. Just name it.
Sweet Home Alabama.
No, not Sweet Home. Come on. Don't be an asshole.
Legally Blonde.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. You're welcome.
That's a good movie, right?
Sure. Solid.
Yeah, I haven't seen it in years, but I remember it being
Legally
good.
Blonde, Red, White, and Blonde, the sequel. Come on.
Hasn't she been doing, like, activist stuff, too?
Sure.
Is she? I think I'm going to look her up now. Say her name again.
Reese Witherspoon. They really love Tom Hardy in these comments as well. A lot of love for Tom Hardy, a lot of, like, weird hate on Reese Witherspoon.
Like, yeah, no, well, it's not weird. It's, you're in YouTube comments. Of course they're going to be vile and sexist. Like,
yeah, I've fallen down a hole.
No, it's not like a bunch of fucking college professors who are enlightened about the subject get on and be like, well, I disagree with her stance on this important issue. Just a bunch of piece of shit teenagers being assholes.
Yeah, the internet's great.
Yeah. Anyway, YouTube commenters, you're on notice for talking shit about Reese Witherspoon where I could hear it, okay?
Oh, now we're getting some Chris Pine love, thankfully. No love for Reese Witherspoon still, though.
Reese Witherspoon has a production company called Hello Sunshine. It focuses on female-driven stories. Yeah, so she's like a progressive activist in who owns a media empire. And these fucking cushed her wannabes are fucking sitting around jacking off, commenting on YouTube videos for trailers that are 6 years old.
To be fair, let's see.
Yeah, a year ago. I'm seeing 2 years ago. 2 years ago, a year ago. Yeah. All right.
You know what? Neither of them's good enough for Reese, okay? Just gonna put it out there.
Heads up, official stance is that no two male actors are good enough for Reese Witherspoon.
Chris Pine's kind of rude to a dog later in a scene when they're about to get it on as well.
Is he really? Oh, yeah, he shoos the dog out of the room.
Yeah. Who's he going to blame post-coital farts on if he shoos the dog out of the room?
I don't think that's a problem for everybody there, buddy. I don't mean to out you, but I don't think everyone suffers perhaps from this condition the same way you do. I just watched them fall off a balcony from, like, the second floor.
Yeah, but, you know, they're trained. So, obviously, when they land on tables and stuff, they're going to be fine.
Yeah, yeah, this solid wooden table will break our fall.
Sean, haven't you ever seen wrestling? Okay.
Just like you, chairs, just like you broke my back, says Chris Pine.
Totally worth it.
Oh, man, so if that's the case, if Tom Hardy's the Bane of this film, Chris Pine's the Batman, doesn't that make, fuck. I keep wanting to say, Christina something.
Christina Ricci?
No, she doesn't look at all like Christina Ricci. Don't be fucking stupid, Jeff. Reese Witherspoon.
Yeah, go ahead.
I forgot what I was saying.
Tom Hardy's.
Oh, Bane. she's the Ra's al Ghul's daughter.
Oh, okay.
Talia al Ghul.
Terrible name. Yeah.
So this well, she didn't pick it. You get your name at birth, Jeff. That means they're all just here in a conspiracy to hurt and murder Chris Pine.
It's working out well, you know.
Whole thing is a CIA sting. Oh shit. And Tom Hardy puts all the crazy spending on Chris Pine.
Ooh.
Signs it all out under his name. He learns to forge it. Mm-hmm. Chelsea Handler's in this.
Yeah.
As herself, as far as I can tell. A little bit drunk. Yeah, she's definitely raunchy.
Stretching those acting chops.
Yeah.
Those acting chops.
Yeah.
Like, we need a Chelsea Handler type. Like, Chelsea Handler, do it. Like, she'll do it.
Yeah, you can just...
Just ask her.
Just work with her. No problem.
Do you think the CIA is giving them a mission so secret they couldn't even tell them about the mission? So instead, they did an elaborate plot to hook them up with the same girl to get them to do things like destroy a restaurant that's led by a Russian mobster or something?
You know,
is that what CIA operatives do?
I think that we could improve this movie, and I think that's a good idea. Except their secret mission is actually to uncover actual Chelsea Handler funding ISIS through her show, her television show, whatever it's called.
Which one?
Chelsea Handler. She has a show, right?
She did on the E! Entertainment Television Network.
Yeah.
And she had one on Netflix.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Were either of those during the year 2012, well. Jeff? Because remember, we're 6 years ago.
Whoa.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, you're right. No, you're right. Okay. All right. I think it's Chelsea Lately, I think, was
there you go.
The E! Show. Got it.
So the CIA suspects that she's funding ISIS through Chelsea Lately, and they need someone to investigate, but they can't get too close because she's dangerous. Maybe she knows Gunkata too.
Yeah, yeah. She definitely works out.
Yeah, yeah. All right, chill out, buddy. Oh, that's a good point. They make a weird joke about her later. When, like,
yeah.
Why is she taking advice from that weird old man? And it's like,
yeah,
Jessica Henler, like, doesn't clearly does not look like an old man.
No, but yeah, they're both spying on her, and then they make an inappropriate joke about Chelsea Handler.
That's another good way we can improve it. She's also dating Chelsea Handler. Chelsea Handler works for the Kremlin. She's KGB.
They're funding ISIS.
And Reese Witherspoon works for the FBI, and she needs to trick the CIA into investigating Chelsea Handler.
maybe she's part of like the SEC, where she's like checking on the funds, like how the CIA spends their money.
Yeah. She's just a nosy bureaucrat.
She's like, wow, in the past 3 weeks, you guys tried to work out a personal vendetta. You spent $50 million of the CIA's money.
I think, here's the thing, no matter how we write this movie, ISIS is definitely involved.
Oh, for sure. ISIS has its fingerprints all over us.
The presence of ISIS will do nothing but improve this movie. And I don't say that often, okay? I do invoke ISIS a lot, because it's funny to me. But I think it's going to help. It's going to help.
Yeah.
Because that's when they go to arrest Chelsea Handler. You know, Reese Witherspoon's like, I'm here to arrest you for giving bad advice. And the dude bros are like, I guess we're with the CIA. I don't know.
All three of them are try to arrest Chelsea Handler at the same time for three different things.
Yeah. And she pushes a big button and fucking ISIS ninjas come out of the walls.
Does ISIS have ninjas?
It's racist to think that they don't, so... You tell me, Jeff.
I'm sorry. You know, I guess they could have ninjas.
Yeah, why couldn't they?
There's nothing saying that they can't.
Yeah. They got ninjas. Are you done with this movie? Can we...
I mean, I'm not done with this movie because, you know, now I'm going to watch it, but...
I think we peaked when we were talking about ISIS.
Yeah.
So... Don't join ISIS. Happens. You don't get to be a ninja right away.
Yeah, it's terrible.
It takes a lot longer than if you just move to Japan. Just move to Japan.
Yeah.
A kindly old gentleman across the street will teach you. Candy. No transitions.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So this week, at the very least, I don't know if Jeff did, we had Brock's.
Mm-hmm.
Jelly bird eggs.
Now, the only ones I could find were labeled spiced.
Oh, boy. You had a very different experience than I did then.
You had the fruit-flavored ones?
Oh, I just had the regular. Oh, they're so good.
Ugh. I had a bad experience.
Well.
Bad experience.
You didn't get the right candy, so you don't get to complain.
I'm telling you, I looked it up, and these are the original jelly beans that they made.
I don't know.
Those fruit ones came along later on, okay?
Yeah.
And they sound delicious, but, you know, the ones I had included a flavor, clove.
I'd get down on that.
Licorice.
I didn't look at the flavors on mine. They're just, I mean, red and orange are obviously the best flavors, as the flavor red and then also the flavor oranges. But,
Yeah. Yeah, I would have loved that. I would have loved
these it. These probably would have. These, I think, are among the best...
Yeah.
What do you call them? Jelly beans. Oh, okay. Well, you had a bad experience with the wrong candy, so that's not my fault.
I like jelly beans in general, though. So if they the fruit flavored ones, I think the shells on these Brax jelly beans are very good. You know, good consistency inside. Just the taste was off.
Oh yeah, that's actually pretty important with jelly beans. The consistency, like. They don't just crack open and then they're tough all the way through. Like they're firm.
Mm-hmm. Get a shell.
Get a lot of sunlight on the whatever animal plants them. Yeah. It's a callback to the duck segment. I don't know if you remember.
Boom!
Dunked it. I'm gonna put my jelly beans because I got the correct ones because I picked them because I already had them. I'm putting them...
Spoken like a true Jeff.
They were here, so... top of the shelf. These are... Ooh. Yeah. The only problem, I'd say, is that they are just sugar pellets.
Yeah.
They're just flavored sugar pellets, so they're, like, the absolute worst thing to eat, but my body is already garbage, and my life is going nowhere, so it kind of doesn't matter. So top of the shelf. Top of the shelf.
All right. Yeah, I mean, I would say I couldn't eat more than three of these at a time, maybe. But some of the flavors I could stand.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna go middle of the road with the spiced ones.
I think you're doing that just because you feel bad for getting the wrong candy.
you don't run my life. You can't tell me how to.
I'm not telling you. I think that's what you're doing, and you don't have to put them.
All right. How about this? All right.
What is it? Top of the shelf. Middle of the road. Bottom of the barrel.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll tell you what. Red, pink, and orange. Middle of the road. Rest of the colors, bottom of the barrel.
Okay, that's fair.
Bottom of the barrel. Disgusting.
There's like a murder mystery attached to Brax.
Is there?
Helen Voorhees Brack was an American multimillionaire widow whose wealth had come from marrying into the E.J. Brack & Sons candy company fortune. She disappeared on February 17th, 1977, and was declared legally dead in May of 1984.
Ooh.
An investigation into the case uncovered serious criminal activity associated with Chicago stable owners. More than a decade later, one of them was charged with, but not convicted of, conspiring to murder her. And he eventually received a long sentence after being convicted of defrauding her.
Damn.
And I guess when they say declared dead, I don't know that they ever found a body. Jeff, it sounds like Heads Up has its first unsolved case to solve.
Hey, if any of you listeners have any information on Helen Brack,
dog,
you can reach out to us.
I don't want that. I don't want my legacy to be solving a more than 40-year-old murder.
You don't want that.
No.
We'll leave it up to somebody else. But that's how podcasts become popular, Sean. Okay, murder mysteries.
Oh man, here's a Wikipedia list of people who disappeared mysteriously. Whoa, shit, from 531 BC. I don't think we're solving this one. I don't think we're solving this one, buddy. The fucking trail is 2,500 years cold.
We could do it. We could do it.
Okay, Lao Tzu, Chinese sage and founder of Taoism. He's said to have worked in the court of the Zhou dynasty until an old age when, dismayed at the corruption and hypocrisy widespread in his surroundings, gave up all he had and knew. He departed from China into the western wildlands, mounted on a water buffalo, never to be seen or heard of again.
Damn.
I think we solved that one. The water buffalo killed him, probably.
Yeah. Wait, which direction did he head? East?
No, he departed from China into the western wildlands. So west of China.
I had that way wrong.
Yeah, you did. We're not off to a great hot start here. Where did it go? The opposite direction of where it said. Let's check there first.
So you think the water buffalo killed him?
Almost certainly. How many water buffalo do you know that are like totally chill?
Like none.
Yeah. Well, but how many water buffalo do you know?
Like none.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll have to do more investigating. You want another? Yeah. You want something a little bit more recent?
No, I think you got to start with the old ones. You know.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Sharpen your skills.
How about one from 1499?
I mean, you know, if you want to go all modern on us, yeah, sure.
I'll keep it. We could do year 53 BC.
Okay.
Where modern Belgium is located.
Mm-hmm.
Ambiorix, Prince of Eburonies. Leader of a Belgic tribe. According to the writer Florus, he and his men managed to cross the Rhine and disappeared without a trace. So.
Ooh.
I think we solved that one. The water buffalo got him.
You keep saying we're going to solve a murder, but these people are disappearing without a trace.
Yeah, dog.
They could have started new lives. I mean, I want to solve a murder.
Water buffalo get them. And then, have you ever seen a water buffalo eat? They fucking suck it up, bones and all. This should be a part of our podcast now, though, when we ditch the next segment that I get bored with.
Yeah, yeah.
It should be... Holy shit. 2018.
Mm-hmm.
Someone missing sometime around the 25th to 27th of January this year during his seventh attempt to reach the summit of some place in Pakistan. Yeah, I wonder.
How many water buffalo are up there?
I don't know, but you know what? I went to the link of the mountain, mm-hmm. and there's a fucking horse yeah. in the picture. So,
ooh.
I think we solved this one. A horse and a water buffalo got him. Well, this has been the Heads Up Podcast. I'm Sean.
I'm Jeff.
Thanks for listening. If you want to contact us, you can write to us. You can write us an email at headsuppod@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
You can send us pictures or tweet at us on Twitter and Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Our name is at headsuppod. Is that correct?
True.
Okay, thank you.
That's true.
We also have
merchandise now.
Oh, we do.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, you sent me a shirt. It doesn't fit.
Yeah, I got a bunch of them. Just try them.
No, that's okay. I probably wouldn't wear it even if it did.
But the ones that tri blend that I sent you is like a size and a half too small, like across the board. It's insane.
Yeah.
So that some of them run small. So.
Right.
Try blend tees, run small.
Right.
Headsup.threadless.com.
Okay. There's a bunch. I haven't participated in this at all, so there's stuff up there.
Yeah.
That you can think about this. You go to work and you work real hard and you're slam dunking it, and then you're earning money, and then you come home and you go, you know, I'm going to spend this money that I earned.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to spend it on merchandise for a podcast.
Yeah. For sure.
Okay.
For sure. I mean, here's the thing.
Yeah.
In public, most times, you're going to have to wear a shirt.
All right.
Why not a heads-up shirt? You know what I mean?
Yeah, we'll see.
You're going to need to protect your phone somehow. Why not a heads-up phone case?
You know? Selling phone cases?
Yeah. You know? You know, you're going to need the water to stay in your shower, so why not a heads-up shower curtain?
You're selling shower curtains?
Yeah, with bread on them. Yeah.
Do you have branded toothbrushes? With a handle, at the end of the handle, like one of them's me, one of them's you, and you gotta collect the whole set.
I wish.
Right. Well, can we talk to Pez at least? See if we can get ones where we throw up candy directly into people's mouths?
Yeah, I want to.
That at least feels on brand.
Yeah, custom Pez dispensers was a little out of our budget, but. Yeah. But all the other merchandise, amazing. Amazing.
All right, I'll buy a phone case.
Check it out, Sean. You might see something you like, you know?
I will see something I like, and I'll buy it with money. That's what... I don't understand why you're so pushy about this.
That's what capitalism is all about, baby.
Did you say cannibalism or capitalism?
Both.
Excellent. Very little distinction. I agree. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I really derailed you there.
Alison Baden Clay, an Australian woman who disappeared on April 20th, 2012, and whose body was discovered... Oh, not interested.
Discovered bodies, no thank you.
Her husband did it. He was convicted anyways.
Popular consensus is he did it, whether that's true or not.
Yeah. So...
Isn't, like, 99% of the time, isn't it the husband?
I assume that it is.
Yeah.
But that's just because I'm a pessimist. That's the podcast. That's the Heads Up Podcast with Jeff and Sean. We already did this part, but I'm Sean.
I'm Jeff.
We sell merchandise now. Go buy it. I don't know. Some of it's probably cool. I think I saw Brett put that shirt up on Instagram.
Yeah.
It was pretty good.
Yeah.
I don't know who else is going to buy that shirt, but there's other stuff up there that's pretty good. I think he kind of gave away one to the only customer we might have had on that shirt.
Damn it.
All right. This is Jeff and Sean for the Heads Up Podcast. We're popping off.
Toodles.
And then it goes the... Where?
Yeah.
Doo-doo-where. It's like a whole song. I'm going to stop recording now.
I don't know. I guess they can. Do trees drink water? I've bathed in it. I don't think so.
I know you pee in the shower. because you're like doing cross bathroom fucking pee tricks now, like you're training for the pee Olympics.